Hello. So glad that you have stopped by. My name is Matthew McKenzie, a carer of many years caring for someone with mental illness. You're now listening to the third in the series of Motivational Carer Talks, a little new project that I've been working on in order to support my carer peer support roles, I suppose. Now, these audios seek to help unpaid carers find some form of hope in their role as a carer. Hence, a carer is a person who is not a care worker, but is looking after someone in the family, perhaps a friend, or even a neighbor. Now, the structure of this audio is that I will talk about a given topic that affects unpaid carers in their role. And then within a few minutes, I'll move on to, let's say, a motivational therapeutic section of the audio aimed at a carer listening. Now, just to let you know, I'm not a mental health professional, but I have lived experience of a carer, and I'm still am a carer as of this audio. And I think that should be enough for us to relate. So, what is the topic for this audio today? Well, today, I want to talk about connecting with others. As usual, I'll do a little description on why it's important to connect with others. And as mentioned, I'll move on to the therapeutic section of the audio. Now, carers can often find themselves isolated when caring for someone. And it does not mean that they have to be like a carer supporting someone with mental health issues. It could be supporting someone who has physical health issues, or even both physical and mental health issues. But what I'm trying to get at is health symptoms. They're often relatable. When the cared for becomes desperately unwell, we can often find that the carer is ending up battling to resolve the crisis. Now, all they want to see is the person that they care for recover, or at least reduce the pain or the torment that the care for is going through. Now, think about it for a second. Someone perhaps that you love or has raised you, or someone that you're close to, is suffering in a time of need due to ill health. You're not going to walk away in a hurry, unless, of course, you just cannot cope. The problem is when you're caring during that crisis, there is a trade-off. Now, a carer caring for that special someone may feel that they cannot risk taking their focus off that person. And carers constantly worry about what if the cared for is going to go through. So you can see that they want to be near them as closely as possible. And in fact, I would think off the top of my head, what would make the situation more difficult is if the cared for, let's say, has a mental health need, and that the carer even perhaps feels stigmatized regarding mental illness, and perhaps they don't want anyone to know. All this and more, which I probably couldn't mention, due to time, I suppose, can lead to the carer becoming more isolated and cut off from the community, perhaps even cut off from society. You know, there's a saying that where there is happiness and laughter, it is easy for people to want to stick around and you can find friends. But when there's sadness and crying and despair, no one really wants to be around that situation. So if you are a lone carer, it will be hard for you to find friends who would want to sit around and experience what you're going through, or at least try and support you in that situation. Coupled with the fact that most people still do not actually understand mental health or mental illness, And some people even think, I can go so far to say that some people even think that it might even be catching. So yeah, it might seem a bit funny, but this can lead to carers becoming isolated. I guess the same thing could go for severe physical health issues, as people might just want to stay away. So in turn, the carer loses contacts with friends, relations, having a social life, and so on. You know, I do not seek to make the cared for the burden of the situation, God forbid. It's not their fault. And it could happen to any one of us anyway. You know, we all one day fall unwell, and we hope that someone out there will care for our needs as we care for someone else's. But as of this time, as of from what I know, the carer has the means, or tries to have the means, to support the cared for, and the cared for will need that support, and vice versa if the situation arises. But why is it important carers connect with others? No one deserves to be isolated. Unpaid carers, they are doing the best they can, supporting someone when the healthcare or the health system is struggling. When a carer is isolated, it can be a lonely journey, dealing with difficult emotions, fears, concerns. Carers often feel that the community can be distant or even closed off. And, you know, I'm going to say this, that, you know, I feel that we cannot call ourselves a community if families and carers don't feel that they are connected or helping each other through difficult periods in each other's lives. I'm going to quote perhaps another saying, I think, which is closely related to what I'm talking about today. And it goes like this. It takes usually two people to bring a child into this world. But it does take a community or a village, I suppose, to raise that child. But I'm going to go so far as saying, why should it stop there? I would go so far in saying that it takes a community to make a community, so everyone can feel that they belong. Now, if you are a carer, please listen to this next session of the audio in order to find some healing thought, or at least some reflection. Reflection on the motivational section starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So here we are again. You are listening to me wondering if you have been through that very situation that I have spoken about. Being isolated, lonely, and unwanted. The way things have been going, you are beginning to wonder if you are the only person that cares in your community. After all, that is what you're doing, isn't it? You are caring. You are being there for someone. You are being there for someone that needs you, even if it doesn't seem that way. But being there for someone is not enough. Being there for someone is not enough for you. I want you to think of something. What if the person you are caring for was to suddenly care for you? What would you, as the cared for, want from them? What would you, as the cared for, want for them. You would not want them to suffer and be lonely, just as the cared for is going through a tough time now while you're caring for them. So I'm asking you this. Why put yourself in a situation where you feel isolated and cut off? It is hard when dealing with how people behave and treat you, especially when caring for someone going through mental illness. Maybe you feel fed up of how people are and you just want to be away from them. Now, I understand that. I've been through it. But would it be fair to say that everyone out in the community behaves or acts in a way to cause prejudice or stigma? There are others out there, perhaps going through exactly what you're going through. And that could be, I'd say, out of families, mental health professionals even, those that are actually unwell, but most of all, other unpaid carers. No one deserves to suffer in silence. It's not your fault on how things have become. So why continue down this lonely road? As someone who cares, wouldn't it be nice to relate, to talk to someone, to hear exactly the same situations that you have experienced? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you are not the only one? You are not alone. And it is time to show that you are not alone. I want you to think this. I want you to think that you're not alone, and maybe, just maybe, you could look up on the internet. You could call around. You could find out if there are local peer support carer groups that are running. Perhaps at your care center, perhaps in another place. You know, it may take time. It may take courage. And you know what? You don't have to do it now. And you don't have to do it today. And you don't have to do it tomorrow. But think about it. At some point, certainly do this. You deserve it. The moment you experience being part of something and being able to relate to others is perhaps the moment you can begin to heal again. It will be the moment you will feel part of the community. This concludes this section of my audio, and I hope to see you next time. Thank you for listening.